is come up with, scenarios that happen to you commonly. And then we'll show you what tools to use in what situation. So tonight's going to be a really neat call, everybody. Something I'm looking forward to doing a lot more regularly right now. So that's kind of what we're up to with that as far as what we're going to accomplish on the call tonight. So everybody's going to sit back and relax. If you guys are out there listening, send me. I've got chats from like 8 people, but I don't see them. I don't understand. Oh, well. I guess I'll figure that out later. I can.
Are you just sending them?
I'm not sending video yet. I've got to click that. I forgot.
Are you receiving it from the rest of us?
No, I'm not receiving video. But as long as you guys can see my screen, the video stuff doesn't matter as much. Can you guys see with the eagle on the screen?
Yeah, we can.
You're real dark right now.
I know. Don't worry. I'm not worried about how I look. I'm worried about how the you can see my screen though, right?
Yes.
Okay. Good. That's important. Now here's the deal. What we're going to do tonight is we're going to talk about the process, where things are, how to use them, and basically everything else. This is going to be a really cool call. We're going to show you where in the heck things are, okay? Now, because we have a lot of different tools. As you guys all know, that one of the keys right now, and this is a really important thing, we have the best product, the best business in the world, the best pay plan. One of the things that's made NeatKin complex is that we have a lot of products, and most network marketing companies are built, and I said this before, for wear the button, drink the juice, lose the weight. NeatKin has a couple hundred products. Now, the strength of that is that we can actually make money off our product. We're not buying a jug of juice. I was just over at somebody's house the other day, and I saw something from this Monavie, and the guy had 2 cases of it, you guys. Can you guys imagine coming into the business and you had to buy 2 full cases of juice? And the other thing was, I took a look at it. If you guys if you guys look at the back of the juice, it was absolutely amazing. It was all juice from concentrate, water. I was blown away by it. That company will be gone in 3 or 4 years, you guys. It's a shooting star. NeatKin is a career. Now, what we finally have are the tools to message and get the information out there to people and to let people make good decisions. So I want you guys to really understand that your job as a prospector is to go out and help people get the best information in their hands to drive them towards a decision, not just to give them information. We are not in the, gee, isn't this nice, look at the video business. We are in the look at this and you're expected to do something business. Very, very important that you guys understand that this is going on. I want you guys to be aware that you're using prospecting tools not just to chat with people. You're using it to drive towards the decision point. We have a very simple process to do that. I'm going to pull that up. I'm going to go to full screen mode here right now. I can do this here. All right, share my desktop. Now we're going to go to my library, and what I'm going to pull up, and I'm going to be talking about this extensively tonight, but right now I'm going to go to my e-card, and I'm going to pull up, I'm going to type in, you guys want this, all you have to do is just type in process, okay? And I'm going to show you this right here. Now, basically, if you take a look at this, this is the basic flow of the process. We start by creating interest. The second thing is show them a little bit of information. The third is show them the preview, and then we sign them up. And if they're a business builder, they actually get a sponsorship meeting, okay? Not everybody that signs up becomes a consultant is going to want to learn how to build this as a career, but everybody's going to sign up. Now, there are a million ways to meet. That's your creating interest phase when you see step one, contact. When you're talking, you're like, somebody's doing, do me a favor, somebody's doing dishes or something, or even if you're folding socks, please either star six or don't. But I want you guys to be able to ask questions tonight. It's really important. So sounds like someone's eating or something. Please don't. Anyway, step one is contact, and that's when you meet somebody, you call somebody, you email somebody, and that's the point when you basically say to somebody, gee, we're doing something terrific. Would you like to take a peek? And they say, yes, I'd like to look. At that phase, we go into the under 10-minute information phase. That's like the back of a movie box. And then we have our preview phase. Now, I want to explain something to you. You guys can lead with your osteotents. You can lead with products. You can lead with resume ads. No matter what you do to introduce this business to people, at the point when somebody says, I would like to look at this as a business, or let's look at this as a career, your process should basically be the same, meaning it is what it is what it is. Do not overcomplicate this. NeatKin is a home business. We are a total wellness company. We connect to the company, use the products, and connect to other people. That is as complicated as it needs to get. So there are set pieces of information to let people know what it is that we do. because if I was to tell you what InTouch is, InTouch is a computer program that takes video and text information and sends it to people. Do you guys think that that depends on personality, what InTouch is, or is it just is what it is? Are you guys all clear with that?
Yes.
I really want your feedback tonight, guys. No bumps on logs tonight. You're forbidden to be bumps on logs. But so remember, the personality of the business is in the meeting. The showing of people, it needs to be a set process, meaning it's a set way to educate people. So no matter how you meet people, if you look at that contact, there are a million ways to meet somebody, and I mean that literally. You can run ads. You can lead with product. If you're leading with, let's say, OsteoDent, that's great. You can sell 4 million boxes of the stuff, but you're not going to get to Royal Diamond unless somebody's going Platinum or Diamond. You can sell 600 million boxes and never get promoted unless somebody is building an organization. So if you use that as a reach-out tool or the magnets or the power mag or any of that stuff, at some point you're going to have to say to somebody, yeah, this is what I do for a living, and they're going to have to say, I'd like to take a look, and then you show them. And I really want you guys to understand that. Some of you guys are working really, 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 really hard, and I want you to move the ball downfield. I don't care if it's 3 yards at a time. At least make a forward gain. Don't just run laterally. So all your reach-out stuff from product tools, there are times when you're just going to share if someone's got bone density issues. You're going to share osteodens. If they've got sleep problems, you're going to share a sleep system. If somebody wants water, you're going to send them something about the water or loan them some water. But at the point when they say, hey, I'd like to talk about building a business, this is your set process. Now, if you go to your InTouch, and I hope you're all going to log in a little bit later, you don't have to do it right now. In my shared library, if you type in process, this is going to come up. Of course, this is also on the Pathfinders.biz page under business tools. So I just want you to be aware of that. Your step one, step two, and step three, and then they sign up, but not everybody that signs up gets a sponsorship meeting. That's people that want to actually build a business. Is everybody clear on that, or are there any questions at this point?
Well, of course, I've got another question.
Go ahead. Who's got a question? Or is it clear?
That makes sense.
It's clear.
Okay, good. So that's simple enough. Let me get the heck out of that now. Okay. Now, the bottom line with this process, if you take a look at it, what I want you guys to understand how to do is there's a million ways to meet the people, but there's a very set process. So if I'm coming in here, and by the way, if some of you guys, the contact piece, I just sent Kevin Griffin and the guys that have been touched, he is this for you, that 8-minute CD. They're putting video to it, like Discover It, Live It, and you guys are going to have a really strong contact video within about a week or two. That's being built right now. So that's going to be like an 8-minute. If you meet somebody, you can send them that, and it really is a great sorting piece. And all you have to do to come in here, if you want to know if you go to InTouch and log in, if you want to know to send somebody first, you can just come up here and type down here at the bottom. I don't know if you guys can see this. Step one. You guys all see that? Or
yeah.
Step one?
Yeah.
Oh, I better type it right. Okay, and then guess what's going to pop up? The step one e-bike. Next week you'll have the new one, the is this for you, but right now you've got the Niken 5 minutes, okay, right there, and that's the Niken story. And then you've got right here for the other one, you've got your Discover It, Live It, which is 10 minutes. And all you have to do is send that to people, see if they're interested. It's extremely simple. What comes after step one? Anybody want to take a guess?
Step two.
You type in step two down here, and look what comes up. This is the new Niken Flat presentation. You guys saw the rhythm. Email it right out. All you guys have to do to use these is go into the shared library, download it, convert it to your own library, and you've got it. If you can't remember step two, if you type in ABC, it's going to pull up the ABC stuff. You not only now have the ABC business present, or that's the ABC business, you can also send them, let me see which one this is, the ABC product presentation that are both set up in there. You now have the product and the business flash presentation set up. You can download them. Take a wild guess, guys, what comes after step two?
Three.
Step three. You can come in here and type step three, and you've got three different formats. Now, the Giant Awakens DVD, the guys at InTouch are working on it right now. They are putting it together and compressing it so it will run off this. For now, you've got a couple different forms. If someone wants to see a preview, you can give them a video, just like what we've always done, to crying out loud, for the last how many years. You can give them them a live video, you can invite them to a live preview, or you can send them the video. It's right there. You just drag and drop it right in there. You send it. That's the basically the Giant Awake of Nikon story videos. It's easy as pie. If you want to send them to the Thursday Night WebEx, guess what? Right there. You just send them out the WebEx preview. It's right there in front of you. If you want to send them, where's the other one? I want to pull up this preview, Evite. If you want to invite them to your local live preview, I got to find it. I'm sorry, everybody. Some of this stuff is, I'm trying to do this on the fly, and it's supposed to be, here we go. Live wellness preview. Here we go. I put in here a template for your live local wellness preview. You guys can go in here and change the information on this, but the basics of your local preview should be the same. So when I'm talking to people, if you guys look at the bottom of this, I've got a live preview here in Austin, Round Rock. You've got a MapQuest link on this and everything else. You've got a video-driven preview they can watch at home on their own. And you've got the World Wide Web one that they can watch out of their living room. You guys see how we have all the different types of previews? And then part four, we have the old-fashioned way of dropping somebody off a DVD. You can still do that just like we always have. And that basically is all of your preview format. So after somebody's seen step three, you want a live video, you want a video on the web, you want to watch a live presentation on Thursday night, or would you like to come out to the live preview in Austin? Do you guys see how you use those four types of preview? It's the same preview in four different forms. So basically, if you guys want to change this Evite, all you do is download this to your library, and then what you're going to do is you're going to go up here and double-click on it, just like I just did, and instead of Austin preview, let's say I'm up in Chicago, I'm going to put up there, Chicago Evite. See how easy that is? And then all you do is just click out of it. Oh, I forgot. I got to do this right. It's hard to do this on the fly. But you double-click it, and you just change it. And instead of Austin Round Rock, I would just put Chicago. That's up above it. That's where it is. I'm going to make it smaller. This was actually easy for me right now. It'd be easier to show you, I guess, right? I just deleted it.
So, Rick, these are all Evites. We don't need to send slideshows because it's directly right on the Evite, right?
Precisely. That's what I'm trying to tell you. See, there's Chicago business preview. I haven't sized it properly. But you would just change the header. You would go down there and double-click. You would change the directions and a few things like that. It's hard to do it when I'm sitting here in front of you guys. But you get the idea. All you have to do is just go in here and change it to your local information. You know, like I would do Austin Round Rock, and then it's in there. Unless I spelled that wrong.
Rick?
Yeah.
Rick?
Yeah.
Hey, I got a question. Can you show us how to put a link on the map?
I can't hear you, Steve. You're cutting out.
Can you how to change the link on the map?
Yes, all you have to do to change the link on the map, when you pull this into your library, you're going to double-click on the box, you're going to highlight it. You see how I just did that? When I highlight it, up on the right, you see where my cursor is, where it says link? All you have to do is just go up to here, and then you right-click, you can paste in your link, which I haven't pasted, I haven't copied one yet. But you notice before I highlight it, this link box up here is closed, it's blocked off.
Yeah.
Okay, as soon as I
highlight it one more time.
Highlight it, and then it opens up the link. Got it?
Okay, and then I paste my link in there. Okay, got it.
Yeah, you would just go in here, you'd select it all, and then delete it, which I don't want to do, and then you just cut and paste the link in there, and that's all you have to do. Make sure that you're highlighting only the link portion, though, because otherwise it'll put the link everywhere, and you don't want to do that. So you guys use the template. All you guys really have to do is change the time or the day, and change the location, and then go to the top and change the city, and you've got your own local preview device. You guys dig that? Go ahead.
That is so simple.
It is. That's all you guys have to do. So if you take a look one more time down here, here's the four types of previews. We have a video. We have a WebEx. We have, that's the video again, we're compressing it to put it in there. And then that is the live preview. And then, of course, we have a live DVD putting it in their hands. It's the simple as pie. Now, once you guys have got somebody through a preview, if you want to sponsor them, you type in launch, and guess what comes up? Launch. And all you guys have to do to get this open is basically click on this to go launch your business. It comes right into their Evite. I'm going to preview it. I'm going to show you what will happen here. As soon as it loads up, I'm using a lot of resources right now. Take a second. It'll go right into this page. This is what their Evite's going to look like. Then check this out, guys. They can click on here, take them right into pathfinders.biz, and they can sponsor themselves. You can download your sponsorship document, run them right in. They watch the video. They're ready to go. Isn't that cool, you guys?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's it. And then the other thing we did, and this is going to be very soon, right here we're putting the video in. If you guys take a look over here in slideshows, you guys actually now have, let me close this, in slideshows, you drag and drop that in there, this actually right here, if you preview it, this is the sponsorship document. I've loaded it up online. So you guys, when you click this link, it's going to give them a slideshow, and this is their getting started meeting. If you look at the next slide, 5 types you need 10 businesses, 5 pillars of business, the product ordering, your auto ship. You can watch the Kenzen video right here. How cool is that, you guys? You click on it, take them right into the Kenzen video. Netflix, right in there, so they can decide what they want. And then it goes into the e-tool. Last but not least, your 5 pillars of business, your sponsorship meeting. Isn't that easy, you guys?
Yep.
You can just e-vite that straight away to somebody. So, and then, by the way, you've got everything else in here you'd ever need. If somebody says they want a sleep system video, you type in sleep, guess what comes up? Whoops, I got to go back to e-vite. Type in sleep, what do you get here? You hit this, hit preview. I'll show you again. You can send them the sleep system video right into their inbox. And I'm only going to show you this one, because I don't want to show everything. You click on the presentation. A lot of these videos, guys, are not even loaded up on InTouch yet. We've got them up. These are running up on website through InTouch. See, that's all you do. It runs right out of your box right there. If you type in water, there it is, PyMac. You type in air, there they are, the air system videos. You type in Kenzen, there's your Kenzen video. You type in True Elements, there's your True Elements video. You type in product, all the product videos come up and stuff like that. You guys see how easy this is going to be for you guys to use?
Yeah, Rick, this is Paula. I had a problem dragging just a video up into the blank slideshow. It was like I had to create an e-card to drag the video up. The video by itself would not drag up the other day.
That's exactly right. That's how you're supposed to do it.
It's
set up a card with a video slot.
Oh, okay. Create the card with the video slot. But just doing a video by itself won't drag.
You can't drag a slideshow to something empty. You have to hit, like, e-card. And you have to drag
okay.
it into one of the templates. You cannot use this bare screen right here.
Thank you.
All right.
I was having a little bit of that. Thank you.
Sure. And I'm going to show you guys something in just a second. So this is basically, if you just go to My Shared Library, this is everything that is on Pathfinders.biz loaded up in here. And there's a lot of content here that you guys can use. Pretty much everything you would need. If you go over here to slideshows, you type in preview, the Giant Awaken slide that we use on the Thursday night Worldwide Live preview. They're right here. Okay, whoops, I'm sorry, wrong one. Where'd it go? There we go, slide. You pull in this one right here. This is the Giant Awaken Sneaking Story preview. And if you go through to the back of that, what you're going to notice on the last slide, the Discover It Live It video plays. You guys can run someone through a preview. At the end, it stops here. And then you can
maybe I'm looking at the Kinko Air, Rick. I'm not following you.
Your computer probably isn't refreshing as fast as some of the other ones.
Okay.
But you guys get the idea. Whatever you want to type in, go to that process. Step 1, step 2, step 3. You type in launch to come up with your launch information. You type in whatever product you're looking for your product information. But it should be a real simple process for you guys to know when you meet somebody. In other words, when someone has seen step two, what do? You don't send them can go rooting around the library and see everything yourself, but we have about, we have about everything in here you guys could ever want to use. You can trust me on that. It is here. Whoops. I don't know what I'm doing. Oh, there we go. I'm sorry. I was in the wrong place. Every video, every e-card, whatever you guys want to use, it's inside of here. Okay? Everything from product stuff, business stuff, process stuff. And what I want you guys to be aware of is don't spend all your time creating things. Spend time using things. You guys, you're in other words, you find the 20% of e-bytes you're going to use 90% of the time. What I see people doing sometimes is they're spending 90% of their time creating one or two tools. Don't do that, okay? Stick it with a few easy tools, not a whole bunch of complex ones, all right? Now, what questions do you guys have? Do you guys all know how to get at the shared library and how to use those things? Is anybody confused on that?
Pretty simple. Type it in.
It is.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I just think it's pretty simple.
It is. You just drag and drop it right into your library. The most important thing to understand if you want to understand how to use the process is this sheet where it says process. And you just pull that up and you just look, and that will explain it to you. Now, remember, when you're looking at this place over here that says step one, contact, that can be pretty much anything you want to do. And I really want to get this across to you guys. If you're leading with a product, skincare, with the OsteoStem, which are two that are real common, you know, you're going to do all the stuff you can do to connect people in with those technologies. But what you're looking for and what you need to do is to get somebody to say, hey, listen, what do you do for a living? Or for you to say, you know, this is a great business. You want them to bite on that statement with your catchphrase and to say, you know, I'd like to see what you guys do for a living. It's at that point you execute this process and stay on this track. Step two, step three, you sign them up, you sponsor them. And when I sponsor somebody, it's a real easy thing. It's the five pillars of business. You walk through it. You connect them to the company. You get their order in. You connect them to AutoShip. You know, they do their 100 list and they get it on eNeekin. And then what we do from there is we sort and work their 100 list. And we plug them into the organization. One thing I'll tell you guys about this. You will find that people in this business make money when they're plugged into the organization that you're a part of, not just signed up in eNeekin. The reason that you connect people in with team calls, with the preview, get them to the big events, is because those are the things that cement people in. You will not very often see Lone Rangers make it in this business. The closer and the deeper you can get people wired in, the more money you will make. Every event somebody goes to puts them deeper into eNeekin and makes them more immune. Everything you wire them into makes them more immune. And when you bring people on board, if they have a functional understanding of this process, they're going to be more successful than if they're just out. I talked to somebody the other day that was new in the group and they hadn't been sponsored yet. They were on In Touch creating complex slideshows for their family prospect. How many of you guys want to take a wild guess how that probably went?
Yeah. Ouch.
Right. I mean, this is a brand new person that hasn't been sponsored, and they were in here trying to figure all this stuff out. Connect your people into this stuff. You're going to make a lot more money. Okay? It's very important stuff. What I want to do is I wanted to go over this with you guys. What I really want to do is I want you guys to give me some examples of people that you're talking to, and I'm going to use all the tools that we have. Because if you take a look at this, too, let me see. Oh, here it is. If you take a look at some of the things on Pathfinders.biz, these are more than things that are just on In Touch, because like PDFs and stuff cannot go on there necessarily. If you go in here to business tools, and I showed you some of this last week, you're going to see all kinds of things. If I'm going to go do a live ABC with somebody and sit down with them, I'm not just going to sit there and randomly talk. For example, if you tell someone to go, well, let me ask you this. If you tell your downline, hey, go and do ABC, do you think you would have more success if the ABC meant something or if they were just supposed to figure it out, right? I mean, that's a loaded question, right?
Right.
Well, when I go sit with somebody, the basics of what I do is I follow along with this. I'm going to download this and just kind of show you guys. Try to slower than molasses right now. But if you take a look at this, the basics of this presentation are what I follow. I just put it in a book, I print it out, and if I'm going to meet with you live, I may not read through this line by line for crying out loud. But what I am going to do is follow this basic flow. We're going to sit down, we're going to have a good conversation, and then I'm going to basically take a break and say, well, you know what? I remember Larry's questions. I know you said you'd like to be home with your children or you'd like to retire or whatever. Let me run you through this presentation. and I'll share what we're up to, and you can tell me if it looks like something that can help you get home with your kids, and if it does, we'll share with you what to do next. I sit down with them, I tell them the name of the company and what we're doing. We're looking for partners. Second thing is we're founding the five pillars of health, and we're out to make a difference in people's lives. Number three, we're 30 years old, we've done billions in sales, we're establishing the company, basically. This is the establishment clause. We're in the healthcare industry. The solution is prevention, but nobody knows how to do it until now. Now we're presented as a solution. Nikon has come up with a solution. It's the certified wellness home. We're the Microsoft window of wellness, and we're going to be launching this unopposed into the marketplace. What we do, we go direct to market. We're looking for partners to educate people about this, and we're looking for people that want to do something now. Last slide is the benefits, because you always finish with benefits. You know, low cost to begin, control over your own life, all that good stuff. We have the contrast on the slide. And then basically it's what now? Let's begin the education process. You can come to a preview or watch a presentation online. And at the end you just say, if it sounds like a fit for you, you know, let's move forward and go into the process and see if it's going to be a good fit. Now the bottom line, guys, if you remember the rules last week of business, it says never do a presentation without it having a desired outcome. That ABC, if you do it live, will tell them who we are, what we have, and where to go, and then what's next. So if you give someone that ABC, and they say they don't want to do something next, was it a successful ABC?
No.
Yes.
Yes, it was. Because you're not there to sign them up. You're there to see if they have an aptitude or a need for Nikon. So if you tell them who we are, what we're looking for, and what we do, and it doesn't sound like a fit, did you just save both you and them a lot of time?
Well, you've got the reading.
Yeah.
Sure. That's what the ABC is for, is to determine if there's interest. The other thing that guy does, it gives you guys a way to basically have some kind of a railroad track. So when you go sit down, how many of you guys have gone to do an ABC, and it turns into a meandering two-hour conversation?
And then
the, sure. Well, what you want to do is you want to have it defined. And then the written word is always more powerful than the spoken word. So if you basically have something set up to where you're saying, okay, here's what's next, then you're also setting up your next appointment, which at that point, what are you going to give them at the end of the ABC? They're going to come to a live preview. They're going to get a DVD. They're going to watch the webcast, but they're going to home and watch it on the net. Those are their choices. You give them those choices. It's as easy as that. It really, truly is. You know, if you want to give a live preview, here's the slides down here for that. If you want different brochures, I mean, there are people who like to do ABCs. Let me back it up a slide. Using these business brochures. I mean, I don't care what you use. This wealth and wellness brochure, but I suggest that you use some format, or what you're going to have is a meandering ABC, and you definitely don't want that. So you know, there's a way to do a live ABC, and then you direct them into the tools. What you guys are trying to do is be efficient here with your process. A lot of people say a lot of stuff, and I want you to remember, we're not giving people information just for the sake of information. The process is a forward-moving thing. You take what they tell you they're interested in, and you give them the next piece of information, and then you say, I know you're interested in X. Let's watch this or do this and see if it will get you X. And then you set up the next piece of the presentation. It really is as simple as that. Does that make sense, everybody?
Yeah, I have a question, Al.
Shoot.
So, having lived in two other cities in the last few years, I have major contacts there. And I've been really trying to find a leader in that community to pull that group together, if you will.
Right.
When I talk with people, they're initially very excited. You know, I kind of do a phone-based introduction. And I've been unable to get them into the next step.
Right.
Either, ideally, to get on your preview on Thursday night, but even to get them to go to watch the full preview, I haven't been able to make that transition.
Okay. Well, it, in business, what you're trying to do is you're wanting people to get driven to where they want to do it themselves, obviously, right? Psychology.
Right.
You want people to want to do it. So when you position your process, what I'm going to introduce somebody to Nikon, and this is one of the reasons I use a set defined series of tools, and I really use the content of that ABC guide, whether I'm on the phone or live. What I'm saying is, let's take a peek at this. You know, you told me that you want X, and as you look at this, let me know if it looks like a fit, and if so, I'll let you know what you can do next so you can get the full picture and see if it's a fit. So you're presenting the next step immediately after that and then letting them choose what they want to do out of the three or four options. And then when they've got that choice, even in one or two options, they feel like they've got, they feel like they made the selection grade. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And the positioning of it is like a downward slope. You want people to step on that downward slope and be pulled into NECAN with their own interests. So the value has to be on the information that they need to get home or to get what they want is going to be in that next thing. So your presentation of it is like the railroad car coupling up to that next tool. It's, well, let's take a look at the preview now and see if this can be the thing that can get you home with your kids. The connector is taking that why, that thing that Larry Proffitt talked about, and connecting the next step to that why in a direct capacity. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Does that answer your question, or is it too nebulous?
It does. And maybe I'm talking to the wrong people. You know, you make a guess as, you know, you have your list, right? And you make
sure.
a guess at who you think would be the ones to make the jump. What's been surprising to me is that they've all said yes, but then I couldn't. You know, it's almost like they're so paralyzed by, you know, having lost a job or, you know,
sure.
whatever experience is going on in their life, just trying to get them to take that, you know, to get on their skis.
Well, there's two things about this. One, if you're calling, and I'm not saying you are, just in general, calling to book an appointment and somebody is like, okay, I'll look, like they're almost like a client, you're going to find less success than if you're calling to build interest and get somebody to pursue it themselves. If you've been in sales, and I don't mean you, I mean third person plural, sometimes you'll book appointments, and I think the stronger way to look at NECAN is to create the interest and call and say, hey, you know, Grace, this is Rick. I haven't seen you in a while, but I'm giving you a jingle. I fell into something really big. Basically, you know, this is after a chit-chat. We're launching a new kind of home business. It's the biggest and only total wellness company in the world. It's an extraordinary thing. And to be honest with you, almost no one knows about it right now. And we're looking for partners, and there's nobody where you are in particular. You have a couple minutes. I'll show you what we're up to. And if it looks like it might be a fit, you know, you were saying that you'd like to find something to help you retire. You know, it would be a great thing. You want to take a peek at this and see if it would be up your alley? And then make that strong statement, we're looking for partners. Just be really crystal clear on what your intent is and see if you get a sharper result. Maybe that little focus, that little tuning of that little button inside the big button might get a better result because it's a finer point. Does that make sense at all?
It does.
Yeah, and for me...
It's always helpful to hear it again, Rick. It's really
great.
Great.
You know, I really had a hard time prospecting until I sat down with a NECAN Platinum 10 years ago. And I mean, I was just... nobody would join me. And I was arguing. Nobody wants to look at the business. They just want to do products. People won't come to the preview. And this person drilled into my head, how do you get to the top? And I said, well, finally, after an hour of talk, it was three diamonds or six platinums. And I had this moment of clarity that why am I mucking about rubbing people's feet? Why am I not looking for people that want to build a business and make some money? And so I just started asking. And, like, when I go up to the butcher counter at HEB, I tell them I want the two sirloin steaks. I don't just stand there and say, well, I'd like something to eat. I'm interested in meat. One of these back there, I mean, that would be brutal for him to try to figure out what I want, right? What if I just tell him I want fat steak? You get a better result? Sure. Sure. And by the way, if you guys take classes on business, have any of you guys ever taken a class on business where they've told you to book a good meeting and tell people what you want?
Absolutely.
That's it with NECAN. I mean, people are out there doing these prospecting things, and, you know, we used to have a saying in the Army that you're going through your you-know-what to get to your elbow. And for me, if I want to build a business, I'll say, look, I'm building a business. You want to take a look at it? I'm not mucking about with I'm going to only lead with the mag boy, hoping somehow they'll magic into a diamond pin. Now, that
well,
doesn't mean...
Well, part of it is being willing to allow them to say no, too. You know, you just...
Yes.
See, there's so much opportunity for them. They're people that you care about,
yes.
And you want them to get excited, and you feel deflated because they haven't gotten it.
Well, let me tell you this. That's a really important point. Most people prospect looking for validation, meaning they want their person to like it. When I prospect, I'm looking for talent. Donald Trump, when he goes out to have somebody buy in on one of their apartment complexes, isn't crushed if someone doesn't want to buy in. He knows that he's going to make people a lot of money.
And if they're not driving themselves, I don't want them anyway, right?
No, and by the way, you know, I'm going to lead. If I'm going to lead with osteodenture, the skin care, which are the two most common right now that people are using as a prospecting tool, that's fantastic, you guys. Give them the information. Sign them up. But I'm telling you, at the point when they say, I'd like to look at the business, they get an ABC, they get a preview, or you send them into the preview. If you don't do it, well, put it this way. You could have 1,000 people buying a $50 product. You just did, you're going to make $3,000 or $4,000. I mean, that's not bad money. But did any of you guys sign up to make $3,000 or $4,000 a month?
No.
No, you did it to make $30,000 or $40,000 a month. So if you're going to prospect with a particular product line, have your strategy executed behind that. Meaning once somebody's interested, I'm going to, you know, if it was me, and this is the way I've always built my business, I get my calendar out and I look at recruiting events. Like right now, I have my Thursday night preview. It's on the web and it's live here in Austin. If I meet somebody at a distance, I'm plugging them into the web. If I meet them local, I'm going to bring them to the preview. It's as simple as that. I don't have a lot of clutter in my mind. I just drive people towards events. I drive them towards the summit in April. I drive them towards the preview. I drive them towards an expo if I'm speaking in such and such a city. I don't have a shotgun strategy. I basically send people towards decision events. And that preview is the centerpiece of your business. It's the decision event. And if you guys just get that on your agenda, and then all roads lead into the preview, and then the sponsoring meeting leads out of the preview, you're going to find you have a lot of success. Very, very simple. What I want to do now is I want you guys on the phone to give me some ideas of people that you have in terms of prospects, you know, or scenarios, and then we'll show you the tool to use in kind of the way. And I mean product people, I mean business people, anything you guys have out there. Yeah, go ahead.
I just got a letter from my next-door neighbor who said she's a one-year cancer survivor and she's involved with an organization that shows eating right can help prevent cancer.
Okay.
So I want to reach out to her with what we've got on our menu, on our Whole Foods.
What I would do to her is I would go to here and I would type in Kenzen. Right there, I would drag and drop this up in here, just like so. When I email it out, I'm going to put a little snippet on top of it, basically, and I'm going to go down. I'm sorry, let me close that down. I'm going to email it out first. Whoops, I just shut the whole thing, I think. That's not good for anybody. I'm going to log in again. Hold on just a second. Let me see here. What I'm going to do, well, that's not good. I messed my own password up. There we go. What I'm going to do, Carrie, is I will send her that Kenzen video. What I will tell her, oh man, I hope I'm not messed up here. It's really hard to do this with people watching. Let me see. It's a lot easier to do it. I guess you can mess it up by yourself and nobody knows. What is going on? I think I could get my own stupid number right. I've had my caps lock on. There we go. What I would do is I would get that Kenzen video. There we go. I just had my cap lock on. And I would write something in there, Carrie, like, yeah, I know you sent me something about nutrition. Niken has state-of-the-art nutrition. Check out this brief video and tell me if it would meet your needs or it would be of interest to you to learn more. Does that make sense?
Yeah, very good.
That's exactly what I would do. Who else has a scenario? Since I blew it doing it live.
Speaking of Blewett,
right, there you go.
I met a business contact on Friday, and it was at work, so I didn't get to talk about Niken. But he's in technology, and I'm interested in just, you know, introducing Niken to him, so it would be probably a step one contact.
Yep. That's exactly right. Now, do you want to meet him live, or is it better if you took him to coffee, or is it better to do something over the web? What do you think? By the way, live, belly-to-belly is always better than an e-tool for a contact, FYI.
Well, I would want to know if he's interested first. So, would I just give him information, have him review it, and then we could meet?
It's up to you. If it's con- Live ABC. But if you're not sure if they're interested, just go in here, step one, drag and drop it, and say, here's a little bit about our company. Take a look and see if this might be up your alley, and I'll give you the beginning. We'll go have a cup of coffee, and I'll let you know what's going on after that. Just make it as simple as that.
Perfect.
Make sense? But I would try to get the belly-to-belly. If he's a good high-caliber prospect and you like him, I would try to get the live meeting first if he's local, if time permits. But have those meetings with people that you think are going to be worth your time.
So in that case, would I do that over the phone, just make a phone contact?
Sure. When would you see him? Would you see him live, or would you run into him, or would you have to call to see him again?
I would have to call.
Okay, what I would do is, does he work close to you or work far from you?
Close.
What I would do is say, hey, do you have to, now, this is going to sound funny, but if you asked him for a cup of coffee, would it seem funny like it was, because sometimes if you're dealing with men and women things, it could almost be uncomfortable. Would it be that way, or do you have the kind of relationship with him where he wouldn't think you're meeting him, like, for a coffee date? You know what I'm saying? Like, I normally wouldn't call a woman and say, would you meet me for coffee? Just because, you understand what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
If you called him and said, let's meet for coffee, would he think it was meeting for coffee or meeting for coffee?
If it was just coffee, he'd probably think it was just for coffee. I wouldn't.
Well, that's,
yeah.
Well, then that's what you do then. Say, I want to share with you what I'm up to. Did you already mention the business a little bit or not?
No.
Okay, then what I would do for sure, send him an e-body, he's probably going to tank it. What you're going to want to do is talk a little bit, find a why. Remember those questions that Larry had about, you know, you want to find out what makes him tick. Is he happy with his job? What would he like? Once you find that why, then you can present why you want to sit down with him. If you don't have a solid why, and did you say he's worried about losing his job?
No.
Okay, so you don't have the
technology, though.
Well, what I would do is I would get a few more questions before you spring something on him. I don't know that you know enough yet to know the right tack. I would find out if he has any needs that are unmet professionally before you spring the career on him. Unless you just want to say, listen, you can also prospect on offense. It just takes a little more chutzpah. And say, listen, you're sharp as a tack. We're launching a business, and I'm looking for partners. I was thinking about you last night. Would you like to sit down for coffee? I want to show you what I'm up to, and you can tell me if you're interested.
Yeah, I prefer that.
Well, then that's what you do, and then you take them to coffee. You run through the ABC. You tell them who we are, what we're doing, what you're looking for, and if you're interested, come to the preview Thursday night. It's as easy as that. Neither they come or they don't.
Thanks.
Do you guys see how much easier that process is than spending hours with people that aren't interested?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, what give me some other scenarios.
Well, Rick, I met with a guy today. I think there was a little bit of a misunderstanding of what we were meeting about. I met him at a networking meeting.
Okay.
And right at the end of the networking meeting, we had kind of talked about who we were and what we were doing. And before he left, he said, give me a call. I want to talk to you. So I was like, okay, fine. So we set a meeting. We met today, and he thought that I was building wellness centers because it was just a real brief, quick meeting at the networking event. And we sat down and we talked, and even though it wasn't what he was thinking, he owns a big landscaping business, but he's a really sharp guy. He's actually a degree horticulturist, and he runs a pretty big company. It's his own company. So he hasn't said no. It, like I said, it wasn't what he was originally thinking, but the wheels are turning. So what would be the next piece of information that I might give him to see how this would dovetail into what he's doing?
So, well, first of all, into horticulture, I don't know that it really will. So you've got to say, how is he going to dovetail into NECAN? What are
some
needs?
The thing is, the networking meeting, I think, that kind of got his attention was just kind of on a, when he said what he did, I said, oh, you take care of the outside, we take care of the inside.
Okay, good.
And
what,
you know,
what interested him? What interested him enough to sit down?
Well, I think it was that comment because, what I said was, because once they do a job, kind of like with realtors or anything like that, once the transaction is done, they no longer need that person for, 10, 15, 20 years. for another event or another transaction, but they end up developing this huge referral base.
Okay.
So this is a way for them to go back to their referral base that they've built and say, you know what, I come across this great thing, you know, we took care of the outside of your home, made it beautiful. Why not take care of your family and the inside of your home?
Well, then what I would do with that instance, with him, I would go like this. I type in the word product, and I would get, where did it go? That's a testimonial. Unique 10 wellness home presentation. Is your home a healthy home? Right there.
Perfect.
Just send it to him and say, because that pretty much addresses that exact thing, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
It's supposed to be your refuge, just have him watch it. Now, like I said, let me ask you this question, and this is something I really want you to think about. When you sat down with him today, what was the reason you drove there to meet with him? And not just to see what happened. What was the reason? Did you go there to sign up for Royal Diamond? Did you go there to sell a wellness home? Forget about why he met with you. Why did you meet with him?
To bring him into the business.
Right. But now I want you to think about something. You went there with an expectation to bring him into the business, but he came there not knowing why he was coming there. A successful meeting would be him coming there knowing he's coming to look at your wellness product, and then you're going to show him your wellness product, i.e. the wellness home, or he's coming there to look at a career opportunity, in which case you're going to show him a career opportunity, or both. But what I'm saying is your expectations and their expectations when booking a meeting should both be the same. That doesn't mean someone's going to sign up. But successful ABC are both people knowing why they're coming, and then you're going to have a good outcome. Even if they don't sign up, it's a good outcome. Does that make sense?
I thought he knew.
Well, but
I'm sorry.
But if you think about it, when you talk to him at the event, and this is, and you don't even have to answer this, when you left, did you say you're looking for business partners? Did you say you're working in a home business? Did you say anything beyond the wellness technology that would have led him to think it was a business, or did he not really pick that up? In other words, you booked the appointment. Why did you book it? What was the thing you said that clinched the appointment? That's what you want to focus on. You don't have to say it out loud right now, but when you booked the ABC, what was the sentence that clinched it? And by the way, guys, this goes for when you're sending an e-vite, when you're meeting an ABC, when you're booking a preview. Why is someone coming to the preview on Thursday night? They're coming to evaluate a business. So if I invite you to evaluate a business, and you're coming just to see product, you guys understand there's going to be a disconnect there. And the other thing is, what a lot of people do, and this doesn't apply to you, Rhonda, just in general, this is the thing that a lot of people do. They get into the business, and they're afraid of network marketing, maybe even a little embarrassed to do it. They invite six friends over to look at the water, secretly hoping they get involved in the business. And then when you talk about the business, the friends get upset because you talked about the business, when in reality they were invited there to look at a business, but we just didn't tell them. You guys see how when you're talking to people, you can't invite someone about a sleep system hoping they become a Royal Diamond and then expect good results. You just be upfront with what you're doing and be direct about it. This does not apply to what you're doing. I don't want you to think that, Rhonda. It's a segue.
That's fine. Okay.
Yeah, but I want you guys to understand that when you invite someone to something, just tell them what you do. Like when I do a preview, I'm not worried about business or products. I'm telling the Niken vision. We're a total wellness company. These are the products we have. This is who we are. This is what we do. It's not a business presentation. It's not a product presentation. It's a Niken presentation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard for me. Some of you guys on this call are afraid to network market, afraid to make money. And I can't really help you build a business if you're afraid of that. You got to be proud of it. And so when you book an appointment, this goes back to what you said today, Rhonda. You got the appointment with him. It really doesn't matter. You're good enough at prospecting now. You can pull that out. But for him...
Well, we're actually supposed to meet again, so it's okay. But the whole premise was we were going to team up with business.
Well, and that's the thing. So this is... But did he know it was going to be like a home business network marketing, or was he thinking just like regular business, like a wellness center?
Yeah, he was thinking wellness center kind of thing.
Right, and that's okay because it still worked out. But what I'm saying is I think you might better start putting a sharper spear on it, but this wellness home video will be...
love it. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, right on. Who else has a live example? I want to take your opportunity here, guys, to learn how to get your people set up.
Hey,
I've got a guy in Corpus.
Oh, hold on. I heard a lady's voice. First, I'll pick you up in 1 second, Cowboy. Who was that person? I heard a hey, Rick.
It's me, Tammy in Lago Vista, Rick.
Tammy.
Hi there. Rick, I've got customers that come into my day job every day, and they're building new homes. And of course, just to not have any conflict, I've actually been told to not talk too much about the new can at work. But what you just showed, can't I use this? I mean, I have their email addresses to send this to them as something that adds to their home. If it's good for their home, of course, they're all interested in wellness. Most of them are putting RO systems in, and isn't this something? The wellness home,
yes. And
that is
okay. Yes, and if we're going to put an RO system in, I would type in water or Pyamag here, and I would drag and drop them this and send them that in a heartbeat and say, before you go spending money on that, let me show you something absolutely amazing and send them out this Pi Water video.
Okay.
Just realize, guys, we have the water, the air, the sleep. We have every device here made for you already. Go ahead, Cowboy. You got a question about Corpus.
Oh, I was going to say I have three people on the coast that are definitely interested in business. All three are interested in this. And I actually know what to do, but I think you might want to do the scenario. These are three people. Each one of them about what we do, basically a little spiel about, you know, home business and some freedom. So what would I send them next and to get them to the
meeting? What have they seen so far?
They have not seen anything. They have talked to me basically a little... 10 minutes, you know, talk about them and what they're looking for. They're looking for money and business.
Well, there's one or two things we would do. One, we do a three-way with them and run through the ABCP. That would be the strongest thing we can do live. And then the second thing we would do is we would connect them into a preview on Thursday night via the web, or if we can get them over to, if Aurora's doing something, connect them in there. But if they're at a distance like that, I think talking to them live would be the best thing to do. Find out solidly what they're looking for. Do you have specific needs for each one of those people?
They want freedom, time, and money. And
well,
so let's just hypothetically. Just
I would do an ABC right here. Or I would do an ABC. Okay. You're going to send the.
Say that we can get one of them. We can get one of them on a freeway. I should do that. Now the two, let's say they're difficult to reach. Then I should go with a 10-minute ABC presentation.
I'm going to send you something. It'll take about 10 minutes to watch. And you're not saying. Watch it and sign up. You're saying, I'm going to send you something that'll tell you a little bit about what we do. You check it out. If it looks like a fit, let me know, and I'll share with you what to do next.
Okay.
If not, obviously, then there's nothing, but at least you'll know after you... And by the way, what I tell people is, after you watch this, you'll know if you're interested, and then we'll go to the next step. What I don't say is, I'm going to send you something, and if you have questions, I'll send you more stuff. I'm telling them that there's a step beyond that. You follow what I'm saying? I'm going to send you something, check it out, see if it's a fit, and then after that, we'll share with you what to do if it looks like you're interested. Does that make sense, guys? So it's more defined, so it's not, I'll just, the worst thing you can do after somebody watches a presentation is says, what questions do you have? That's the absolute worst thing you guys can ask. What you ask is, what did you like best? Are you ready for the next step?
The point I wanted to bring out there, and you We want to do the touch in.
Yes.
Preferably, it would be best for a three-way. We would use a tool.
Yeah, and touch points are important. The nice thing about this now, we can give them a full multimedia presentation on their desktop. We don't have to wait for mail and stuff like that, for crying out loud. We don't have to wait around anymore. You know, your touch point is always the best. And then, see, once we've talked to them, say, you know, there's going to be something coming into your inbox. We're going to do an ABC, take about 10 or 15 minutes. We're going to tell you what NECAN's about, see if you're interested. What are you doing Thursday night? Can you dial into the WebEx and watch the presentation? And then after that, we'll give you a call and see if you want to get started. You guys see how that, you say that at the end. You don't just say, if you have any questions, we'll send you more information. It's once you watch the preview, we'll see if you're ready to get started. Does that make sense, everybody?
Yeah.
results with the osteodense. You guys are doing an awesome job with that. Just remember, when someone says they want to look at the business, just execute your business process. That's all. You're getting a huge number of prospects and doing a great job with that. That's awesome, man. I got someone here doing the same thing with the skincare. That's what they get off on. They love it. Just remember, when somebody says, what is this as a career, boom, just dial them in. And guys, if you really don't want to be too cute or too clever, it's real easy. What I would do, I would just talk to people and say, listen, it's a great business. I'm going to send you something. Do you want to dial in and watch the preview Thursday night? It takes about 45 minutes. Or do you want me to send you a video? You can watch it and tell me what you think. What I'm really moving people towards is that decision point, and that's what that preview is. It's live, it's WebEx, it's video, and then there's, of course, you know, me giving you an actual hard copy DVD. When I started building a business, we had the Dennis Williams video. Pretty much all we did was say, hey, you're interested, watch this thing. Now, people won't watch an hour and a half video like they used to anymore, but I'll tell you what, guys, if it's on their computer, they'll sit there and watch it. If they're interested and you basically say, hey, watch this and tell me if you want to go make some money with me, people are going to watch it. Now, that's provided you don't give it to two people. And the other thing is, your verbiage, check it out and see if it's a fit. I don't know if it's going to be for you or not. We're looking for partners. Why don't you give me your opinion? Those are the things that get people to do something, not, you know, watch this, and then I'll call you in 2 days to give you more information. I mean, that tells people it's an endless process. Your process is watch this and do it or don't, not watch this and I'll send you endless emails. That doesn't mean, by the way, someone isn't going to say at the end of your preview, I'd like to know more about the water system. If somebody said that, guys, what would you do? Send them the thing that says water. It really is as easy as that. If someone says to me, I'm not sure network marketing is real, I'm going to do one of two things. I'm going to call Focus on Growth, and I'm going to drop ship them the Invisible Profit System, which is a great tool, or Brilliant Compensation. Or the other thing I'm going to do, I'm going to go right down here. I'm going to email them this Donald Trump and Pete Kiyosaki thing, why they recommend network marketing. I'm going to say, you know, I hear you. I understand that. Check this out, and tell me if this gives you a different insight on it. I let my tools do the hard work. I really do. It's as simple as that, and we'll be adding more and more here all the time. But the bottom line is, we will have a very powerful contact piece within the next 10 days. I promise you guys that. It is going to rock. Okay? It is absolutely going to rock. Right now, use the Nikon 5 minutes if you want to make a contact piece. You know, there's some osteodense videos. There's other things out there. But if they're not content that's uploaded onto InTouch or something we can control, it could go away. So make sure you guys are building your outreach stuff on stuff that's going to be around. I mean, if you're going to be doing it for a long time. Another thing is, and this is important, whether you're a multimillionaire big shot or whether you're a person that just has a normal job, network marketing is what it is. Nobody's above being plugged into the organization. Nobody's above doing what we do. If you guys think, and I had someone today said that, well, I just signed someone up as a doctor, and they don't want to get on team calls and stuff. And I understand that, but I promise you guys this. Most people they sign up will need these things to grow, and they will too, because just because they're a doctor or a CEO doesn't mean they know bookkeeping about building a network marketing organization. The reason you guys are paid $50,000 a month in this is not to sit in a corporate office and fly around in a corporate jet and have an Escalade. You fly around in a jet to have the Escalade because you do simple, common things like get on calls and plug your people in. I'm telling you guys, you got to hear me on this. Nobody's too highfalutin to plug into the organization. In fact, if they are too highfalutin to plug into the organization, they will never have an organization. So network marketing is making $100,000 a month for doing ordinary things. And when you do them, you become extraordinarily free and wealthy. So the best thing you guys can do with even your high-level prospects is plug them in with the tools, because these are the tools that build the business. So don't think anybody's too big or too good to use any of the tools, because those are the very things they're going to need to build this business. It's a big flaw of people to say, well, so-and-so's too big of a deal. I just had this conversation with somebody today about their prospect who's a doctor. Well, my doctor doesn't want to get sponsored the same way other people do. I say, well, that's going to make it kind of tough for the 30,000 people beneath them who will never sign up. A doctor makes it network marketing because they drive the miles and do the previews like David Silverman. That's why they do it. And just remember, you're not doing network marketing as a doctor. You're a doctor who's doing network marketing. And your medical degree will give you credibility when you're doing an ABC or for closing people. It will not build your organization for you. It will just give you a catalyst. If you're a CEO of some big company, that is not how you're going to build your downline. The fact that you're a CEO will just add credibility to what you say while you're saying the same things other people say. Hey, we're a 501 rated company. We work from home. We sign people up and make money. And I'm doing this business because I was a CEO. That validates it. The fact that you were a CEO does not change what we are. Does that make sense, everybody, that nobody's above being plugged into the system?
Yes.
In fact, if they are above it, they're not going to make any money. So it's the ordinary mechanics of the business that grow the business. It's not sexy to put on your business card, beginning network marketer. What's beautiful about it is you actually become free doing it. You may not say I'm a senior account financial advisor for, you know, such and such. You know, my business card, I was assistant director of software quality assurance for Steelcase Corporation. That sounded a whole lot better than I'm a network marketer. But I got all these, you know, 99.7% of all business in the country is small business, and that's considered, you know, 500 employees or less. By that count, my wife and I have a business that's in the top 0.3%, many thousands of people in our downline, and all I have on my business card is network marketer. I mean, that may not sound too highfalutin, but at the end of the day, we're free. Okay, so understand what butters your bread, so to speak, in this. Is it doing the ordinary things that build you an extraordinary income? And this process, you guys may think I'm an old ninny, but you know, you guys that are prospecting big shots, guess what? They dial into the preview. They watch the ABC. They watch the product video. If they're too good to do it, they're not going to make it anyway. If they're a ditch digger, guess what they get? They get the preview. They get the ABC. I'm not custom making stuff for people. The way I meet them may change. The way that I talk to them might change. Beginning, but the way that they're introduced to the business, Nikan is what it is. I mean, let me ask you this. If you're worth $60 million and you go to your local grocery store, do they see you coming and all of a sudden rearrange the meat aisle? If you're worth a lot of money, how do you shop at the grocery store?
Same way everybody else does.
Right. And when you come into Nikan, even if you're worth $600 million, what level do you begin at?
Direct.
Yes. That's my point. So don't custom fit your process, custom fit your reach out method. Don't custom fit your training, custom fit your reach out method. Just because you think somebody's not going to want to get on a team call or not going to want to be a part of an expo or something, doesn't mean you still don't tell them it's what they ought to do if they want to make money. So what I'm saying is the reach out method changes, the relationship building changes, the tools don't change because Nikan is what it is. And by the way, that's predicated on one thing. 2 years ago, I really couldn't say that. We did not have tools that looked like a billion-dollar company because the technology didn't exist. Would you guys all agree that even if you were a big-time prospect, our tools look good enough now to where we can show that message? Do you guys agree?
Absolutely.
So that's my point. Don't change your process. Change the reach-out method. If you're going to lead with the skincare, do what you do. Have a great time. Educate people. Have your skincare day. And then drop the hint, man, I'm lucky to be working this way. It's a great business. And when somebody says, what's the business? Bam, you execute your process. Well, if you want to dial in Thursday night, here's the WebEx. Dial in and watch. If you want to come to our local preview, here's the Evite. If you want to watch this DVD, it'll tell you in about 50 minutes what the business is all about. Check it out. Monday night, Dennis Williams is going to do a great presentation. If you want to watch it, hop on. This is easy. Do you guys see how natural that is? You know, what is this business? Well, if you want to find out, just dial in and watch. It's as easy as that. If I was you guys, what I would do, I would write down my decision event, which is my preview. I would drive everybody towards it. Everything I do, ABCs, contacts, would drive them towards that. And if I've got a big event on the horizon, like the summit, or if I've got convention down here, like as soon as summit's over with, I'm going to be driving everything towards convention in Dallas. The minute it ends, I'm going to do a crescendo towards Dallas. So I know where I'm driving people towards, and then my business is real easy because it's just connecting people in the decision point. And then let the tools do the talking, and then make it easy.
Okay.
example.
Go ahead, please.
Laura, I have heard one of my coworkers who had recently signed up in a cosmetic MLM, and
right.
she was looking at it because her daughter was recently diagnosed with cancer. So she's also, after I started talking to her, I realized she was also into one of those juice products.
Right.
Have to put all this juice and all this kind of stuff. Anyway, I did meet with her. I briefly did an ABC on her. She even had some positive product experience, and I even gave her a little power pack for her son. He had an awesome. He was actually not allowed to go back to work because he was on Loratap, but it was just the power pack and the CM cream he was able to get off and go to work. Anyway, and I told her, you would be great at this business. I mean, this is something that would be, you know, you're already doing something like that. This would really, you know, help him make some money. Anyway, I just can't seem to get her to a preview because she's always so tired and always so busy. And she's already told her son, hey, you sign up. You need the tax breaks. I'm already into too much stuff.
Right.
So I'm trying to figure out, how do I approach her? What do I send her to try to keep her enticed? Because I know she believes in the product, but she's had just knee problems.
What is she the most interested in?
What was she the most interested? What do you mean, as far as, like, the product? Or?
Just anything. Just open question.
What is she most interested in? I would say she's probably most interested in making money because of her daughter's cancer. She was recently diagnosed with cancer.
Okay, right. So she's seen something short so far. Maybe what you do is just send her that quick ABC presentation. It's only 10 minutes. And just say, hey, give me your opinion on this. Kind of switch your tactic. Say, here's what you can do. Say, I know you're in a couple home businesses. We just got some really neat new tools, and they're really, really awesome. Would you mind, because I really think you're smart, can I send you a 10-minute presentation and you tell me if it looks cool to you, because I think you'll have a good opinion.
Okay, good.
You see how smart that is? And then she's helping you and validating it, and she's going to see it.
Okay, so you would say go ahead and send her the ABC?
Sure, or invite her to the WebEx on a Thursday night, or invite her to your preview, but it sounds like she's having trouble coming out of the house. So do that.
But she's so tired, yeah.
Well, so then you tell her. What I would do then is I would, you know what else? That Giant Awakens DVD has 13 testimonials on the end of it. Either give her the live one or have her watch it online because she's going to see the business, and then she's going to see about 4 of those testimonials deal with fatigue.
Okay.
Oh, and by the way, guys, you're going to dig. Well, put it to you this way. That's an important thing. If she's driven by the testimonials, maybe even that Pathfinder Summit testimonials DVD, remember the one that had all the people talking about their products?
Yeah, that was really powerful.
Yeah, in fact, it, that's on here now, too. All you guys have to do, if you check that stuff out, is, you know, Aurora, maybe the back door is the way to go with her. She's dealing with all these health issues, too.
Yeah, she's got some health. She's diabetic, knee problems, you name it. She's got it, and she's just so tired. And she's trying this other stuff, but it's just, to me, she says, well, my credit card's always, I'm always having to use everything on my credit card. I'm having to buy all this juice, and I can't cancel it. And I'm like, wow.
We know what's hard, too. It's hard, too, to realize sometimes that you have to find people who are batteries included. And sometimes, even though she could be great, maybe you just drip information on her. Like, if she likes cosmetics, send her the skincare DVD and say, hey, would you check this out? This is the coolest thing. And maybe just instead of trying to get her set up, maybe use a little bit of psychology and just send her really neat things every couple of days. And then build her excitement, and then when the timing is right, she'll come in like a ball of fire. And in the meantime, tell her, you know, you should sign up first, and we'll put your son underneath you. That's the smartest way to do it. And maybe work that out.
That's the way I see it. Yes, that's the way I see it. But, you know, she's just so overwhelmed with everything else. And she sees that our products are amazing. It's like, you know, you can see that, but she's just so overwhelmed with what she's already doing that she just can't seem to pull away from that.
Well, maybe sometimes people like that, too, can refer you people. Not just you sign her up. Maybe she's going to know people who you can sponsor to. Maybe tell her if she comes on board, she can send people to you, and you'll take care of them since she's so tired. Sometimes people are big time into that.
Oh, okay. That's a good idea.
Yeah, and you know, and we're coming down there for that preview. You're going to let me know by the end of the week. Maybe that's an event to build towards, too, where you can, like, everybody you talk to that the week, you build towards it.
Okay.
You know, and then you say, hey, make it a big deal. Like, you're really excited about it. And then make it a special thing, not just another preview. Then you get the event thing out of it, and sometimes that works too.
Okay.
Awesome. Anybody else have any other questions or scenarios? Was this a helpful call doing it like this tonight, everybody? Did you guys like this kind of a call?
Yeah. Yeah. It was really helpful.
Good. Now next week Anthony Bovet coming on the call, who's going to be releasing. He's going to be talking to you guys live about some of his new medical studies.
Excellent.
And so you guys are going to get asked some questions about the scientific and the medical background of our product. He's actually mailing some of the studies here right now. And next week on the call, you guys are all going to get to hear from him and do all kinds of cool things. So I think it's going to be absolutely a fantastic presentation. And you guys are going to get to hear live from the inventor. And there's some new technologies that he's inventing for NeatKin that will be out probably by convention. They're going to absolutely rock. So long story short, guys, next Monday night is going to be a call, call not to miss. Sounds pretty neat, doesn't it?
It does.
Awesome. Anybody, Jackie or Darren, may have any questions before we go? I didn't hear from you much tonight. Anybody have any questions or thoughts?
All good.
Well, right on, guys. Thank you. I hope you have a great one. And go in there, and you can download all those videos out of my shared library into yours, and then it'll they'll be yours, okay?
Right. Okay. Thank you.
All right, guys. Have a great night.
Good night.
Bye.